Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend with us, Rick Maurer, back on the show. Rick is coming up on a dozen years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and one of my favorite books with absolutely my favorite title, Why Don't You Want What I Want? And he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, I've got two. I got a hardback and a paperback of your Beyond the Wall of Resistance book.
Whoa!
How about that?
That's something.
this is like a special part of my library here. Hey,
yeah, you're a lucky man.
I know. You're right. Hey,
the good fortune never end.
That's exactly right. Just keeps the hits just keep on coming, don't they? Hey, Rick. One of the things that I know you've been working on lately, and folks, one of the great benefits we get from Rick is that he's out there where the rubber meets the road, calling on, working with companies just like yours and mine, and he sees the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he brings some of that stuff back with him to our show to talk to us about what he's seeing out there, real stuff, real people, like you and me doing stuff that maybe we're pretty excited that he's excited about, or maybe he's dumbfounded by. And one of the things you've been working on lately, Rick, is identifying the difference between delegating, which is a good thing, and dumping on people, which is not such a good thing.
That's right. And let me distinguish. I mean, sometimes you just need to assign something, and you say, "Hey, Rick, you really need to get A, B, and C done by noon. You got it?" And I say, "I got it," and I do it. That's just an assignment. But there are other times when you want me to take on some more responsibility, like to take on a project or, you know, whatever it might be. And that's a good thing. That's where delegation comes in. It's a good thing. The problem is, quite often, leaders don't really know what it takes to delegate well, and they just say, "Okay, Rick, so I want you to head up this project. You know, need to have it done in the next couple of months. Okay, great. Bye and good luck." Mm-hmm. And I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but it's amazing how people go away.
Why you might not be exaggerating all that much, Rick? Why do people do that? Why would that be? What would motivate someone to do that?
Well, one reason is not that we have that people are necessarily bad people or necessarily good people. It's when we get an idea in our head, like something that I want to have happen, it's perfectly formed. It's clear. I can picture it. And so when I start to tell you about it, I'm assuming I'm giving you that same picture.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, so I'm not giving you how I came up with it. I'm not connecting all those little dots that are there in my brain. So I think I've been perfectly clear. And I think that's part of us as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quick anecdote to that. You say, so imagine I just, you know, was trying to delegate to you. I'll go, so, Jim, tell me what I just told you. I want to make sure I'm being clear about what I'm asking for. And man, that's the rubber does meet the road right there, because then I'm amazed how often I wasn't as clear as I thought I was. I mean, so.
Well, you know what happens, and I do this myself. You'll role play in your head what you're going to tell this person. And then by the time you get to them, you're 80% done, and you just give them the last 20%. Right?
That's right.
Because subconsciously, you think that they've been listening all this time. You think you've been saying it out loud, and you really, and then they'll say, "What? What do you mean?" And they say, "Well, haven't you been listening?" "No, boss, you just got here."
That's right.
I think that happens sometimes. I think my wife accuses me of doing that a lot. But the other thing is, I also think dumping happens when somebody brings us a problem that we don't really want to deal with. We're not really, we wish they'd kept their mouth shut. We wish they hadn't bothered us with it. And we just say, okay, why don't you go handle that? Because we don't want to bother with it. It's annoying to us. You see what I mean?
I do see what you mean. And I think that can be appropriate, but if you're going to do that, you've also got to say, look, tell Rick why that's important. All right, so what do you think you can do about it? What's it going to take? Do you need more people? Do you need money? What do you need? So that we actually have, in some ways, we have a contract when I walk out of that room, rather than Rick, okay, you brought it up, you deal with it, because what I deal with may not have anything to do with anything you're ever going to accept.
Well, but also, it's possible that, it's something that doesn't need to be followed out. I mean, maybe it's be somebody who's a fuss budget who, he's causing problems. Let's talk about how to sort all that out after these messages.
Yeah.
Rick's going to help us triage this, make sure that you know what to delegate and what to kill, what to nip in the bud, right? 22, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.